This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Documentary photographer Zanna Brisky has spent a lot of time in India over the past 10 years. She lived in a brothel in one of Calcutta's red light districts, and she started teaching the children of the prostitutes there how to take pictures.
When you hold the camera, take your time to look. So don't just go like this. If it's not right here, I'll move a little bit. I make sure everything in the whole square looks good, and then I'll take the picture. So just do it more slowly.
This film, titled Born into Brothels, chronicles Zanna Brisky's time with the children and her efforts to get them into boarding schools. We see the brothels through the children's eyes in the photos they take, the shiny bare back of a boy hauling a water bucket up steep stairs, a riot of dirty dishes, a bar of soap, and sandals all jumbled together. The unexpected beauty of a lacy tree outside the brothel.
It's a really fascinating, very layered place. There's so much going on behind all of the doors, and I felt like I sort of recognized it. I usually say I was an Indian prostitute in a former life. I was just coming home.
You felt at home there?
In a strange way, yes. I mean, although it's a very dangerous neighborhood, it's very lively, and I immediately connected with the women and their children.
Well, ultimately, you decided that the story you wanted to tell was not so much about the women themselves, but about the children. Why was that?
Well, I had very good relationships with the women, and I really loved them, and I was always amazed by their how feisty they were and funny and witty, and their stories were really tragic very often. But it was the children that kept coming up to me and grabbing my camera, and they really were fascinated by the camera, and so I thought I would teach them. So I returned to America and I bought point-and-shoot cameras and went back to India and selected a group of kids, and I ended up teaching them for close to 3 years.
When you started doing that, what were your hopes for what those cameras might bring to their lives there?
Well, in the beginning, I really didn't know what I was doing. I still am not sure if I know what I'm doing, but I was just responding to the kids and their curiosity and their enthusiasm. And I was curious about seeing what they saw. I mean, because I was, even though I felt at home in that place, I was really an outsider, and they lived there, they've grown up there. And then I learned very quickly that the camera became a tool for empowerment. They formed a tight group, they came to class every week, and it was a really amazing process.
These are children who have a very bleak future ahead of them, it seems. There's a girl who you spend a lot of time with. This is a 10-year-old named Kochi, who's got a beautiful face. Mm-hmm. And one of the first things that we hear her say is, women ask, when are you going to join the line? They say it won't be long. And join the line means, when are you going to become a prostitute?
Yes. I mean, they use that term just because the women stand in lines on the street. And actually, Kochi was the girl that I was closest to because I lived in the same brothel with her, and I've known her since she was 8 years old. Incredibly sweet girl. And she actually never opened her mouth at all. She was very, very shy. And she completely transformed in the photography class.
How so? Well, how did she transform?
She was able to have a lot of fun. We went on trips. By the end of the class, she was able to stand up and give her opinion, talk about her photographs, say why she liked photographs, why she didn't. And these kids have no self-confidence at all, and they're really taught to be ashamed of who they are. And they're taught to lie about where they come from and lie about what their mothers do. And they're really not even on the radar in India. They're classified as beggars.
How did the children talk to you about what their mothers do as prostitutes?
Well, they really didn't talk about it at all, and it was quite hard for us to get some of the interviews in the film with the children, and it took a long time for them to open up and be able to express their fears and their hopes.
When they do open up, one of them, I'm thinking of, this is Shanti, who talks about living in what I guess is one room, the whole family
yes.
together, and she talks about when her mother has a customer, they go up on the roof, she and her brother, they go fly a kite up on the roof.
Yes, it's very standard. All the women in the families live in a single, very, very small room, which is basically the size of a bed. And either the children sleep on the floor under the bed, or they'll sleep somewhere else in the brothel on the roof, especially when the women have a night customer. So not much is hidden in that place. And daily life, cooking, everything happens in that one room. So the children are not protected in any way, and their futures are pretty much sealed. Usually the girls become prostitutes and the boys become pimps or, at best, local vendors in the area.
There's a wonderful energy when the children go out on the street with these cameras, and they're fearless. There's one girl who's riding on the back of a bike, taking pictures as she rides around. They're hanging out of the windows of a taxi cab as when you take them on a trip to, I think, the zoo.
Yes.
They really do seem to just light up when they have that camera in their hands.
Yes. I mean, it was fantastic. I mean, from the very, very first class, the kids just ran off with these cameras, and they live in a very dangerous neighborhood where nobody wants to be photographed, and it's, you know, almost impossible to have a camera out without causing some major fight or getting in trouble. And the kids just defied everybody.
I want to ask you about one of the boys. This is Ovajit, who seems to have a wonderful eye. He's a painter, and he seems to just love taking pictures. And there's a moment when he's talking about what he's seeing in a picture where his whole voice, his whole everything about him becomes completely animated. This is a boy who at one point in the film says, "There's nothing called hope in my future." But he also gets a chance, after much effort on your part, to go to Amsterdam to a World Press Photo exhibition. And it's a remarkable thing. You see him walking in a way he's never walked before. He has a swagger and a confidence, and you just get the sense that there is a chance for him.
Yes, absolutely. And that was my whole goal in the end, to give a chance for these children that I became very involved with. And Ovajit was another child that was completely transformed by the photography workshops and given a chance.
I wonder if there are moments, though, when you think about all the obstacles, all the burdens that these children are facing, and just wonder whether the camera in their hand might be a very, very tiny tool to try to get them out of their situation.
Well, the camera in their hand is a tiny tool. It's something that's easy to give and, in a way, easy to teach. I mean, I don't expect that all of the children are going to be able to extract themselves from their own situations, but I think that the camera is a really good start. The children gained so much self-confidence that they were able to give their opinions, and I think that's the beginning of true empowerment and to stand against a society that doesn't give them a chance and doesn't want them to be seen and doesn't want them to be heard. That is the only way things in that place are going to change, by empowering the children to change things themselves.
Well, Zanna Brisky, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Zanna Brisky made the documentary film Born into Brothels with Ross Kaufman. You can see the children's photos at our website, npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.